Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The federal health care exchange for private insurance under the Affordable Care Act closed on March 31st until the fall. The very next day, the attention then turned to Healthy Michigan, the state's expanded Medicaid system for some 477,000 low-income Michiganders. Don Hazard is director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, which helps people sign up for this coverage. Don, 6 weeks in from the initial sign-up opening, how are numbers looking?
Well, I think everyone's pretty ecstatic about the numbers. We've exceeded even the more optimistic expectations. So just 6 weeks into the program, we've already enrolled 260,000 people approximately into the Healthy Michigan plan. To put that into perspective, that's approaching 60% of the entire eligible population in Michigan. So the numbers are quite amazing. And that comes on the heels of a really successful enrollment in the private insurance market, where we enrolled over 272,000 individuals into subsidized health care through healthcare.gov.
Now, are there any problems people who want to sign up for Healthy Michigan are facing, you know, echoing problems last fall with the Affordable Care Act sign-up?
No, and that's really part of what is so exciting here. This state, especially the Department of Community Health, did a fabulous job as far as the technology side. We're not experiencing any of the technical issues that we experienced on the private insurance side. So people are really experiencing no difficulty getting themselves enrolled. If someone is interested in attempting to enroll themselves, they can just go to healthymichiganplan.org. Or if they would like one-on-one assistance, my organization would be happy to help them. They can just visit enrollmichigan.com.
I'm wondering, why do you think, as you look at all of this, that there are still people that haven't signed up? What's stopping those who are eligible from jumping on board?
Well, I want to emphasize, we're only about 6 weeks into the program, and we've already enrolled close to 60% of the eligible population. So those are tremendous numbers. What is preventing the other 40%? Likely lack of information. We just haven't reached that population. We need a little more time to do so. There could be a number of issues involved. There could be language barriers. There could be health literacy issues. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get closer to that 100% mark. But the reality is we have done a very good job collectively, all of us involved in this process, getting a significant number of the eligible population enrolled to date.
I wonder if you've got any thoughts, Don, as far as whether some of this 40% who have not signed up, could that any of that have to do with perceptions of Obamacare, whether the website problems or perhaps they had friends who were kicked off their insurance or just swayed by political ads? Could that play a role in this?
Oh, I have no doubt it plays a role in it. And one of the leading studies done so far shows that the primary reason people don't attempt to get themselves enrolled is they think there is not going to be an affordable plan available to them. Now, that's not the case. For example, I was speaking to a woman just recently. Her monthly premium for her private insurance plan was 22 cents a month. 22 pennies a month is what she pays for her monthly premium for a private insurance plan. And that's not entirely a unique story. Of course, it fluctuates depending on your income. But the bottom line is people need to be aware that the plans are tremendously affordable thanks to subsidies. And with the Healthy Michigan plan, anyone below 138% of the federal poverty limit is automatically eligible for the Healthy Michigan plan. So they should be taking a really good look at that and their potential eligibility.
Yeah, but it does seem that it may say something about Obamacare being very, very linked to Healthy Michigan in people's minds in this state.
I don't think so. Clearly, there's been some partisan efforts to make the term Obamacare a negative in people's minds. Perhaps the fact that the Healthy Michigan plan has not been labeled with that slang may be part of the reason for the success of the program, that it hasn't been politicized quite to the extent that the private insurance part of it is. But we have to keep in mind that whether we're talking about Healthy Michigan or whether we're talking about the private insurance piece of it, it's all part of the bigger plan that's the Affordable Care Act. And collectively, the act is having a huge impact as far as taking a bite out of the uninsured population in Michigan. I think we need to acknowledge the success of the act in its totality.
We're speaking with Don Hazard. Don's director of the Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, and they are helping people sign up for coverage, healthcare coverage, under Healthy Michigan, the state's expanded Medicaid system. There has been discussion, Don, about whether Medicaid HMOs will have enough doctors to be ready and handle the increase in enrollees because of Healthy Michigan. We know that the state's already had a long-time shortage of primary care physicians. That goes back 10 years or so. And now we have many tens of thousands of new patients who will be entering the system. What do you hear from the HMOs?
Well, policymakers in the past had essentially institutionalized discrimination against people on Medicaid in that they reimbursed physicians a lower rate for taking a Medicaid patient versus taking a Medicare patient. Under the Affordable Care Act, primary care physicians get reimbursed the same amount, regardless of whether they're seeing a Medicare patient or a Medicaid patient. So that takes away that encouragement to discriminate against individuals on Medicaid. And all the HMOs have a responsibility to put together an adequate network, and it is the state's responsibility to enforce that and to ensure that all of these plans are putting in place an adequate network of physicians. And it is likewise the responsibility of the network, the insurance companies themselves, to make sure their enrollees receive lists of all available physicians that take their insurance.
Is there a concern that there will be enough primary care physicians for these for all of these patients?
Well, that's something we need to continue to monitor. The state has authorized these HMOs and is saying that these HMOs have adequate networks in place. That's something we have to continue to monitor in the future and make sure that's the case. But at this point, we're not receiving any negative feedback to the extent that consumers are not finding physicians. So I think time will tell on that, and we'll have to continue to monitor that situation. But as of right now, the state is saying that the insurance companies have adequate networks in place.
What's the next target you're looking for in the sign-up? What's the next benchmark?
Well, we don't set a specific number, but what we would like to do is put an added emphasis towards the Hispanic community. I think that across the board, enrollment has been a success, with the one exception being the Hispanic community. We've underperformed nationally and state-wise in reaching out to the Hispanic community. I think we need to do a little bit better job of that.
Why do you think that is, the reticence in the Hispanic community?
Well, clearly a language barrier is in place there. And I think we have to acknowledge that both at the federal level and here at the state level, we have to do a better job overcoming that language barrier and also recognizing cultural differences within the Hispanic community versus other communities, and partner with organizations that already have those relationships within that community.
You can get online information at healthymichiganplan.org. And as Don said, you can get one-on-one help in signing up for Healthy Michigan by going to enrollmichigan.com. Don Hazard, Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. Thank you so much for talking with us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.